now.
Get my 50 cents, get me something.
Yeah.
You guys are like car sales.
Since zeros don't mean anything, I added some to your 50 cents.
They're 25, I bought into five, right?
That's all right.
It's a good cause.
All right, I'm going to call the Executive Committee meeting to order, please.
Let's have my tickets.
Executive Committee meeting for July 12th, I'm sorry. Present is Councilwoman Kilpatrick, Councilman Woods, Councilman Tackett, Councilman Powers, Councilman Street, Councilman Bell, Councilman Smalley, Councilman Cartier, Councilman Weiner, and taking the minutes for this meeting is the President's Administrative Aide, Anthony DeFlora. I'm Councilman Hollins. The first order of business is roll call. The second
motion
order of
approved.
Business. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
The minutes are approved. We'll move on to the agenda for this evening. The first order of business for this evening is Resolution 16-123, sponsored by President Bullock. It's authorizing the county executive to sign the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers representing Newcastle County School Crossing Guards. And I will yield to the Chief Administrative Officer.
Thank you, President.
She's Human Resources Officer, I'm sorry, unless you want to do it.
She's the HRO. In reference to the Resolution 16-123, this contract is for 3 years, a little bit different with the crossing guard. It is on calendar year. It starts January 1, 2016, and we're running 16, 17, and 18. A little bit with, and you probably see with your exhibits, so the difference is some of the furlough days that are awarded to the crossing guards. And their furlough days is on increments of 4 hours. And it's very similar to the other furlough days too, that if they're considered personal days, you have to use them. You can, if you were to severance or anything, they cannot be carried when you leave. The other thing too, there's a provision with the life insurance policy. The contract, if you get 10 years in, there is a life insurance policy afforded to the crossing guards, and that is also under the fiscal note for the contract.
Any comment or question from members of Councilman Smalley?
Yeah, I just want to let council members know, I did have some discussion with Mr. Milowicki, and we've had some prior discussions as to the information being provided in fiscal notes. So just as a touch up on this, the fiscal impact of the $500 payment is between $60,000 and $70,000, as stated in the fiscal note. In addition, the potential annual cost to provide the life insurance to the 71 crossing guards when they leave county service would be between $1,200 and $1,300. In addition, the furlough days are days where they would have worked, but they're off, but they do have a value, and the monetary value of the five paid furlough days for each year of the contract will be $42,000 to $43,000 in regular pay. So just give you an update on that.
Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
So on the furlough days, if they don't work, you have to put somebody has, not you, but the police department or the school district or whoever, has to put somebody else in, a sub in for that day? Is that where the monetary?
According to our discussion, they have enough personnel that they move existing personnel. There isn't an additional cost to replace
okay. The
management staff.
Okay. I guess I find
That's
it
a little, advised.
Yeah, I guess I find it a little strange that part-time gets furlough days.
Didn't negotiate.
Yeah, I know. Me either. I just find it strange.
Okay, thank you. So,
in addition to comment?
Share that with you, and we are working towards greater information in the fiscal.
Any additional comment or question from members of council? Any comment from any member of the public? We'll move on to the next item on this agenda. Is Resolution 16-125. Is sponsored by President Bullock. It's authorizing the county executive to sign the Delaware Public Employees Council 81 AFSCME as a result of collective bargaining. I'll yield again to the CHRO.
Thank you. Also, I'd like to also recognize that we have the Vice President here for 3109. Albee. Bargaining in good faith, the contract would start April 1st, 2015, very similar to the other contracts where they would have five furlough days for the whole contract period, that which would end on March 31st, 2019. There is a provision with minor difference for their vacation, holiday. If they have to come in, full-time employees are required to work on a holiday, they're paid at time and a half. That's basically the highlights of it, and hopefully you have the ordinances as far as the increases, nothing the first year for 2015, but 16, 1%, 17, the 2%, and then the final year, 2%. So it's a 0-1-2-2.
Thank you very much. Any comment or question from members of council? Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
Thank you. The 1.5% for holidays, is that down? I mean, what changed?
That, ma'am, that would be for if they were required, if an employee was required to come in and work a holiday.
Correct. But was it always 1.5 or was it 2? I mean, did that, is it noted in the contract because it changed?
I can go back. I think it was straight.
Tony Schiavi, Vice President, 3109. Members of the union were compensated straight comp time for working holidays. This changes it to time and a half.
Comp time or, but do you have the ability to do comp or pay, or is it just?
It's.
Are we talking just finance, just money? I mean, if you can't find it, that's fine. My biggest question was, since it was noted that it was 1.5, I didn't know what had changed. Like if it was 2 and went down to 1.5, or nothing and went down up to 1.5.
Yeah, it's and any employee who's required to work any of the holidays listed in Section 11.1 shall receive compensatory time at time and 1/2. Or be paid time and 1/2.
So they have a choice.
In addition to the holiday pay for all hours worked only above holidays.
Okay, so they have a choice of whether they want comp time or pay.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Councilman Smalley?
Yeah, I'm still going to need some explanation. Any employer is required to work on any of the holidays listed in Section 11.1 shall receive compensatory time at time and 1/2 or be paid time and 1/2. In addition to holiday pay for all hours worked on the above holidays, including special holidays. So if I'm reading this, instead of you used to get a day's comp time, you would work and get 8 hours pay, straight time, and you got 8 hours comp time.
You got
right.
Holiday pay.
When you work before, you would get 8 hours straight time pay and 8 hours comp time.
Correct.
Okay. Under the contract now, you will be paid time and a half in addition to an 8 hour comp time day.
No, you get time and a half in addition to your 8 hours holiday.
Okay, so you're getting
two and a half. Correct.
You used to get 2 times your pay. Because you'd get straight time and 8 hours.
In the past.
Right, in the past. So now you'll get 2.5 times your pay is what it boils down to.
And the option to get time and a half pay instead of regular time comp.
I got you.
Mm-hmm.
But he's done.
Okay. I just don't see, I'm looking at 11.3 and I don't see where the option is. But, okay, for me it boils down to you're not going to get 2.5 times your pay one way or the other for the holiday, whereas it used to be double time. It's now double time and a half.
So you get your 8 hours because you aren't working on the holiday, but it's a paid holiday.
So
and then you get your 1.5 in either pay or comp time if you had to go in on that holiday.
Correct.
Yes.
Okay.
police get paid triple, you don't know it.
So it's an increase of a half a day, as we understand it. Any other comment or question from members of council? Seeing none, we'll move on to the next item on the agenda. It is ordinance 16069, introduced by President Bullock, to amend the pay plan and rates of pay for classified service employees represented by the Delaware Public Employees Council 81, and adopt the class specification for the position of senior purchasing agent. I'll turn again to CHRO.
Thank you. The general manager is here for administrative services, Tony Gardner. He had approached the Office of Human Resources because he was restructuring his department. And we worked together jointly on the class spec, which was introduced before the Human Resources Advisory Board. They recommended it. Also, in addition, this was reflected in his FY 2017 budget when he came for you, I think, in April. May. So that budgetary impact was taken into consideration for this budget.
Thank you. Any additional comment or questions from members of council? Any comment from members of the public? Seeing none, we'll move on to the next item on the agenda. It would be ordinance number 16071. Amend the pay plan and rates of pay for classified service employees represented by the Public Employees Council 81, affiliate local 459. CHRO?
Council, just to let you know that you had passed earlier the resolution for local union 459, and this has been specified in reference to the pay plan, which is zero the first year of the contract, which is starts April 1, 2015. The second year, a 1%. The third year, 2%. And then the final year, another 2%. And the pay plan sum, your attachment should reflect that.
Is 0, 1, and 2?
0, 1, 2, 2.
2, 2. Thank you very much. Any additional comment from members of council? Any questions from members of council? Seeing none, we'll move on to the next item on the agenda, which is ordinance number 16073, sponsored by President Bullock, to amend the pay plan and rates of pay for non-union classified service role office employees and to adopt the class specification for the position of recorder of deeds information coordinator. CHRO?
Yes, Council, just to let you know that the Recorder of Deeds worked with our personnel in revising the class spec. Also, Recorder of Deeds had came before during his budget hearings for FY 17 and had included that in his budget. So the Office of Human Resources is in support of it, and Human Resource Board, and it was budgetary, so it's now up to the council.
Thank you very much. Councilman Cartier.
Again, you know, reading the fiscal impact, it's really hard to discern what the fiscal impact of this is. You have a pay range for the position that is given. We talk about class specification to pay grade 23, but the dollar, you know, what's the bottom dollar figure for this impact? It's just not discernible to me.
Ed Milowicki has his hand up.
Ed Milowicki, I'm
volunteering.
I mean, there is generic, like I said, who actually would go into the position, but I give you an idea what it would be. For fiscal 17, the amount's about $3,600. For fiscal 18, about $6,600. For fiscal 19, about $8,700. The annual fiscal impact. And as CHR said, dollars for 17 are were included in the recorder of these budget. So it is funded as it is.
I just would hope that we could get actual dollar figures with the fiscal note besides the range of the salaries and the pay grade classification.
Yeah, and we'd be happy to provide that information. Well, we have a good idea if it's a position that's going to go after the posted, to kind of know where they're going to be at, we're great. But for the information where there's an idea where that position will be coming from, we'll be happy to provide that information within the fiscal minutes.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Councilman Cartier. Any additional question or comment from members of council? Seeing none, the Councilman Kilpatrick.
If we're going on to number 9, I just want to tell you that I talked to Brian Merritt, and there is nothing that has changed since their last briefing.
Yes, we are going to item number 9 on the agenda, and I don't see the county attorney here, so I'm assuming there's...
They called this afternoon to say they would come over and tell us that there's nothing that has changed since last week, if I wanted them to, but...
Okay, very much. Well, the council got that. There's nothing happening with the Pike Creek.
Nothing new in this past week.
Nothing new is happening to Pike Creek in this last week. Is there anything under other? Councilman Street.
Got all these contracts here tonight. They pay us. What's left?
CAO?
Tim Mullaney, CAO. There's two contracts that are currently in negotiation, the paramedics and the FOP. The FOP Lodgepot and the paramedics. I suspect if things go favorably that they should settle on the same, along the same lines as the other contracts. There may be some nuances because they're more of a 24-hour operation. But I hope within one or two more meetings that we should be able to wrap it up. If things go as I hope they will go. Now, these are contract negotiations, so I want to put the caveat that when you think things are going smooth, it could only, something could come up in a bump in the road, it could take a little longer. But I think they've been progressing well, and I think in a couple more meetings we'll be ready to finalize those.
One more question.
Go right ahead.
Am I correct? Is negotiated items, and so as council has discussions on these contracts, council does not have the ability to do anything other than vote yes or no because it's negotiated. Is that correct?
I believe so. Yes.
Council, that is correct. The exclusive bargaining body is the executive branch. So council's job is to vote to authorize the money or not.
And the reason for the question is, before there's discussion at whatever appropriate time, I just want to make sure everybody understands that. And so that, you know, it's either yes or no, maybe that'll reduce the likelihood of grandstanding. I don't know.
And reduce the likelihood of what? I didn't hear you, Councilman.
Grandstanding.
Oh, grandstanding. Any other comment under other? Councilwoman Kilpatrick?
But it, even if we voted this down, it doesn't make a difference because, does it, in the negotiations?
Council?
I'll let him go first.
Okay, CAO, I'm sorry.
CAO Tim Mullaney. No, we'd be obligated. If you tell us that you object now, of course, the negotiating team would try to probe you for what the problems would be or what is it that causes you your concern, and we take them into consideration because we have to try to settle a contract. We then go back into negotiations. I mean, this happens across the country. Not often, but it does happen, and you go back to the negotiating table and says, look, the contract got voted down, and here are the concerns, and then you try to see if you can get common ground for either a new agreement or you go to mediation, and it all depends on which group it is, but mediation or arbitration. And then, of course, it's taken out of the hands of the council. It becomes then an ability to pay issue and whether or not the issues are proper for the arbitrator.
That goes back to Councilmember Street's original questions. Council does have an option to vote it up or down.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So I thought that was Councilman Street's original question, and I thought the answer was we were obliged to vote yes, but we can vote no.
We can
vote it down.
Absolutely.
All right. I just want clarity on that issue. Councilwoman Kilpatrick. Did you have a...
No, I'm good.
Councilman Street.
I just have one comment, and that is, I asked the question because last year at this time, there was a whole lot of ongoing discussion and contention about what could be done, what shouldn't be done, because we're in the middle of negotiations, and negotiations impact this and impact that. And I'm saying all that to say I want to commend the administration for getting as far as you've gotten. I realize the FOP is the larger one, and paramedics is probably second, but you've done a great job in getting this far. Hopefully the other two will come in, and that'll be done. So thank you very much for your hard work.
Councilman Smiley?
I think council still has, should have a comment, or?
Carol Dillon, I didn't really have a lot to add. Tim did a very good job of stating it. Just stated another way. Yes, the body that appropriates the funds always has the ability to say no. As he stated, his job is to do everything he can to get you to say yes, but that's pursuant to the way it's set forth in state law. And the procedures that would be followed were accurate.
Thank you. Any additional comment or questions? We're under other. There are, it appears to be, five different labor-related resolutions and ordinances for tonight, which means that it may or may not be necessary for the CHRO to be there tonight. I think it would do me a favor and her a favor if there's clarity among council members, if you have any additional questions that you think you want answered tonight. If you are satisfied here today, then it may not be necessary for the CHRO to be there tonight. Are we clear? Are all of our questions been satisfied with what's on this agenda?
I don't need her to be here.
I'm comfortable.
I'm fine. I'm not saying how I'm voting, but I don't need her to be here.
Same here. Thank you, Councilman. Another thing under other. Any public comment?
Just wanted
Councilman
to say,
Powers?
I said it. To George, I mean, all these contracts are well over a year with working without a contract.
Thank you, Councilman. Any additional comment? Anything from the public?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Thank you very much.
It's a ratification.
It's required. 0 year, but 1%. We're already in the 1%.
We're
already passed.
Sir.
Yep.